This is Rob Stewart Bale welcoming you to a program of organ music brought to you each week by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. These concerts feature organs and organists from the Boston area, and today's program will bring us the organist Elizabeth Carley playing music of Johann Sebastian Bach and Felix Mendelssohn. It will be played on the Odell organ at the Acton Congregational Church, Acton, Massachusetts. Our artist today is Elizabeth Carley, who has been organist at the Acton Congregational Church since 1981. She is a graduate of Smith College and has studied at the Longy School of Music with Peter Sykes. Ms. Carley opens her program today with four selections from the Orgelbüchlein of Johann Sebastian Bach. The Lutheran chorales on which these selections are based are We Christian People, If Thou But Suffer God to Guide Thee, When in the Hour of Need, and Christ Lay in the Bonds of Death. Here is Elizabeth Carley playing four chorale preludes from the Orgelbüchlein of Bach on the Odell organ at the Acton Congregational Church. Elizabeth Carley has just played four selections from the Orgelbüchlein of Johann Sebastian Bach on the Odell organ at the Acton Congregational Church. The organ at Acton Congregational was built by the Odell Organ Company in 1888. It's a two-manual, 14-stop instrument and was rebuilt in 1977 by the Andover Organ Company. Elizabeth Carley continues her program with Sonata No. 4 of Felix Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn wrote six sonatas for organ in 1845 on a commission from an English publisher. There are four movements to this sonata. They are Allegro, Andante Religioso, Allegretto, and Allegro Maestoso Vivace. The Sonata No. 4 of Felix Mendelssohn, played now by Elizabeth Carley. You've just heard music of Felix Mendelssohn. His Sonata No. 4 was played by Elizabeth Carley on the Odell organ at the Acton Congregational Church, Acton, Massachusetts. Today's program was recorded by Bill Wolk, written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Music for the Pipe Organ.